Hello, this here is the Angry GM, and I am doing a live proofread aloud, recording proofread aloud. I don't need to say recording because it's a live recording. It's recorded live. It's like Fresh Frozen, right? Like Gordon Ramsay loves. Fresh Frozen, recorded live, which is what they said, recorded live in front of a studio, which is what I'm doing. I'm recording it live in front of a studio audience, except they're not in the studio, and I'm not in front of them. So, yeah, so this is nothing, this is all lies. Everything is a lie, including this proofread aloud. But nonetheless, I am doing a proofread aloud of an article that is going into publication tomorrow, both for general access and for early access. I'm just doing a concurrent release. And I have fiddled with how I'm putting in the sidebars because I've had some complaints during the proofread alouds that the sidebars are coming in a weird place. And I think once upon a time, I actually explained why that is the way it works out. But I've tried to be more cognizant of that this time around and try to keep the sidebars in the most appropriate places without disrupting my work too much. Because at the end of the day, these proofread alouds, they are not for you. They are for me to proofread my article out loud. I just let you listen. So, you know, giving me feedback is basically entitlement. Because we're in that age now, right, where feedback is just you're entitled. How dare you have opinions on the things? You know, I am a content creator. I'm not here to make things you like. How dare you tell me what you like and what you don't? You will like what I tell you to like. Actually, see, the funny thing is now people don't even know if I'm sarcastic or serious because that's totally something I would say. And also, there are people in the world who will actually argue that that is an okay attitude for a content creator slash company to have. And, you know, like, you are being entitled if you have an opinion. Anyway, and then there's other people who now, whoa, I am so off topic. Am I even recording? I am. Okay, I'm very off topic. I'm also recording kind of hot here, and I'm supposed to be reading an article out loud. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to have a Q&A with the people who have gathered here to listen to me read out loud, and then, yeah, that's that. To session zero or not to session zero. This feature is part of the ongoing True Campaign Managery course. You don't have to take the course in order, but you probably should, especially if you're not sure what the hell True Campaign Managery even is. If you've not been following this course, use the True Campaign Managery course index to catch up. This lesson will still be here when you're done. To session zero or not to session zero? This isn't a question. Blah, 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 lesson time, blah, 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 dumbasses into intro. That's supposed to, yeah, I screwed that up. It's supposed to say intro, not into. Can I blame Grammarly for that? Because I do run these through a Grammarly pass before I do this pass. But anyway, blah, 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 lesson time, blah, 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 dumbasses, intro over, let's do it. You can't do a thing about starting tabletop role-playing campaigns in the 20s. Yes, we're in the 20s now. Without addressing the session zero elephant in the room. Elephant doesn't need to be capitalized. Back in the aughts, aughts doesn't need to be capitalized. Back in the aughts, I've been gone capitalization crazy. Like, I capitalize everything now. Like, I've become almost German, or at least I've reconnected with my German heritage, because I'm just capitalizing the hell out of everything. I'm making everything proper nouns now. I don't just mean now, like, typos. I mean, like, I now capitalize anything that is even remotely a term. That I want to make a term. And I'm trying to make everything a term. Anywho, where was I? You can't do a thing about starting tabletop role-playing campaigns in the 20s. Yes, we're in the 20s now. Without addressing the session zero elephant in the room. Back in the aughts, no one had even heard the term. And in the teens, it was so obscure that you couldn't discuss it without defining it. But now, times have changed. Now the term Session Zero is ubiquitous enough that every internet game master has heard it, and everyone assumes it's a real, actual game term with a hard and fast definition instead of a nonsense phrase we longtime bloggers invented and popularized ourselves. As such, while everyone agrees there is definitely a hard and fast definition for Session Zero, and everyone absolutely knows what does and what doesn't count as Session Zero, no two gamers agree on the definitions. Yeah, it's one of those. And yes, some of this is my fault, and yes, once upon a time, I helped convince everyone everywhere that a Session Zero was a thing you just always did. But I'm older now, and wiser, and angrier. And I've got a whole new take on the idea, especially given some of the crap some internet dipshits are trying to cram into Session Zero these days. That said, my opinion hasn't changed as much as it seems. The Session Zero advice I gave 7 years ago isn't bad advice, it's perfectly fine advice. And mere campaign supervisors should definitely follow it. But you're not an itty-bitty mere campaign supervisor anymore, are you? And I'm not writing this for babbies, am I? No. So let's have an adult conversation about Session Zero. Let's fight about what a Session Zero really is. What Session Zero... See, I have to... So I went back and forth throughout this article on deciding whether Session Zero is... it's Session Zero, or whether you have a Session Zero. Session Zero is a label, or a Session Zero is a thing. And I ultimately settled on Session Zero is a label, and therefore it doesn't have an article in front of it, like a or an or the or that or this. It's just Session Zero. Because there's only ever going to be one anyway. It's always a definite thing. It's anyway, okay. Doesn't matter. And I just burped into the microphone again, but it was kind of quiet. You missed... Before I started recording, I regaled everyone in the who was gathered in the studio audience with a absolutely repulsive belch right into the microphone that I didn't even try to stifle because I have forgotten how to do this. Oof, I've also forgotten how to just read an article and get through it, huh? Let's fight about what Session Zero really is. As with every gaming term ever, trying to define Session Zero precisely is asking for trouble. Kind of like how slathering yourself in barbecue sauce and jumping into a piranha tank is asking for trouble. It's a term that's built up a lot of baggage over the years, and depending on which dipshit blogger you learned the term from, your baggage may not match anyone else's. So you've probably had more than a few fights about the true and correct and real definition in your time. Which is a stupid, useless way to waste your time and absolutely not something you'll be doing in my comment section, right? The simple answer. Cutting through the crap and ignoring all the baggage, a Session Zero is just a meeting you have with your players before your first actual play session. You gather the same way you would for a game, in a Zoom window or around a table or whatever, but instead of playing the game, you don't. You talk, you work shit out so that hopefully the next time you get together, you can actually play the friggin' game. So a Session Zero is a session that comes before the first actual play session. It's the zeroth session. Session Zero. Simple. The loaded answer. How exactly does one pile enough crap on that simple idea to generate screaming internet fights about it? It's easy. First, define the one true purpose of Session Zero. Then, come up with a list of things that are the only things that can be done in Session Zero. And finally, for bonus points, overlap that list with a list of things every game master must do for every campaign ever, no matter what. Once you do that, you can scream at anyone who uses a Session Zero for anything but the one true purpose, or who does something at Session Zero that isn't on the list of things that are the only things that can be done in Session Zero. And the gods help someone who doesn't even bother hosting a Session Zero because they don't agree that all the things every game master must do for every campaign ever, no matter what, are actually worth doing. If you look into this Session Zero shit online, you'll find lots of dipshits claiming that a Session Zero, that Session Zero, is a specific thing that must be done for a specific reason, or specific reasons. These might include setting expectations, building a campaign by committee, gathering information about the game the players want to play, establishing bullshit personal boundaries with a crap lines and veils survey, and secretly assigning each player a style preference to exploit in adventure building. And some will claim that Session Zero is a good place for character generation. Session Zero is not for character generation. And now I'm going to get myself in trouble. I think anyone, even past me, who tries to establish any concrete Session Zero definition is a dumbass, saying, this is what Session Zero is, anything else doesn't technically count, is a dumbass thing to do. Session Zero is just a game session that comes before the first actual play session. That's it. Except, Session Zero is never, not frigging ever, for making characters. Any meeting or session at which characters get made is a session CG. But I'm allowed to do this. Why? Because I'm not doing it to establish the one true way to host a Session Zero, and I'm not doing it so I can scream at people online. I can scream at people online anyway. I'm doing it to separate the two discussions. I want to teach you two different things. First, why you might want to meet with your players before you start playing, and second, how to best create characters. I'm breaking up the topics. But I'm also saying that if you do need to meet with your players before you start playing, as I'll discuss below, you don't want to make characters then and there. In point of fact, for reasons that'll be obvious by the end, I hope anyway, if you're in a position to create characters already, you don't need a Session Zero. And if you're hosting a Session Zero, you're not ready to make characters. You can do whatever you want whenever you want. And you can call any meeting you have before your first play session, Session Zero. But true campaign managers who need Session Zeros don't use them to make characters, and groups that are ready to make characters don't need Session Zeros, and combining the two is a bad idea. And now a sidebar. How to host a Session Zero? Not. I know you were hoping for a bunch of Session Zero hosting tips and tricks instead of a rant about how Session Zeros aren't usually even worth having. That is, if you're a true game master truly managing your campaign, you're mostly beyond the need for Session Zeros. But if you ain't there yet, well, first, I've got a lesson chambered about how to host a meeting. I'm literally going to arm you with the skills you need to host any kind of meeting at all. That includes Session Zeros and Session CGs and even game sessions. But it doesn't include meetings that aren't about pretend elf games because I don't do that shit. Second, I wrote an entire three-part series about hosting true, proper, and correct angry-style Session Zeros. They haven't gone anywhere. So if I can't convince you Session Zeros are a crutch most true game masters don't need, check out these three articles which I have linked, which you can't if you're listening to this. Do you really even need to Session Zero? With all that definitional argumental shit out of the way and in a flaming dumpster where it belongs, let me address the actual question at the heart of today's lesson. Do true campaign managers host Session Zeros? And the answer is, they don't, unless they need to. True campaign managers host a Session Zero when they need to. They don't when they don't. That's today's lesson in one uselessly self-evident tautology. What a fucking revelation, right? And remember, you can support this site on Patreon and Subscribestar, or even provide a one-time gift with a credit card, debit card, or via PayPal. All right, calm your tits, everyone. There's a really important implied point here, and that is that campaigns that benefit from a Session Zero are the exception, not the rule, and that hosting an unnecessary Session Zero is a waste. And that's pretty much the opposite of what most game mastering advice suggests. Most game masters consider a Session Zero the default, consider session zero, the default. They think every good campaign starts with session zero. Hell, I said that myself once upon a time, but I was talking to mere campaign supervisors and mere game executors back then, and I, myself, wasn't really a true campaign manager. It's also worth noting that most of the reasons that most online dipshits, past Angry included, host a session zero aren't actually good enough reasons to host a session zero. Setting expectations, getting buy-in, establishing a social contract, those ain't good enough reasons to host a session zero. Gathering information about what the players want or how they prefer to play? Nope, not good enough. Establishing personal boundaries and setting lines your game's not allowed to cross? Absolutely, definitely not a good enough reason to host a session zero, and it'll actually do damage to your game. Truth be told, there are just three good reasons to host a session zero. I'm going to take you through them. If you ain't doing it for one of these three reasons, your session zero is a waste of time and energy, and it might make your game worse. But first, another sidebar. If you can gather, game. It's rare for an unnecessary session zero to actually wreck a game. Unless you're doing something actually toxic with your session zero, like any personal boundaries and lines and veils horseshit, you won't do any harm by hosting a session zero. So shouldn't you just run one every time? It might help, and whoops, there's extra words in there that made a mess of that. Also, I'm very gassy today, and I'm going to take a sip of coffee. It's rare for an unnecessary session zero to actually wreck a game. Unless you're doing something actually toxic with your session zero, like any personal boundaries and lines and veils horseshit, you won't do any harm by hosting a session zero. Actually, I said session zero three times in that sentence, and I don't need to. So let's do that, and then let's take out the articles. There we go. It's rare for an unnecessary session zero to actually wreck a game. Unless you're doing something actually toxic, like any personal boundaries and lines and veils horseshit, you won't do any harm by hosting session zero. So shouldn't you just run one every time? It might help a little, and even if it doesn't, it won't hurt. And most people like socializing, so it'll probably be fun. No, that's dumb. You're dumb. Aside from the fact that some people don't like socializing without the lubricant of a defined group activity, and aside from the fact that not everyone runs games to make friends, I sure as hell don't, the time is just too damned valuable to waste. If you're an adult gamer, you know what a fucking nightmare it is to get four people to commit to a single four-hour game session on any kind of regular basis. If you actually can get all your players in the same room or virtual space, it's a crime to waste that time on anything that isn't gaming. Hence, if you host a session zero you don't need, you're wasting the most precious commodity any adult gamer can possess: game time. And now back to the three reasons why you should host a session zero, or the three reasons that are good reasons to host a session zero. Number one, meeting strangers. If you've got players in your new campaign who have never played at your table before, or who have never played in the same party together, you absolutely must host a session zero. True campaign managers never launch campaigns for players they've never met. True campaign managers never ask players who've never met to team up. And true campaign managers know you've never met a player or a game master until you've played over them, under them, or on their team. Now, maybe you've got a mix of people. Maybe some people have played together and maybe others haven't. Maybe you've got two pairs of people who've played together at different tables but have never played together. But have never played together. Yeah. Maybe you've got two pairs of people who've played together at different tables, but have never played together. Maybe you've got people who've played in the same group you played in, but you've never presided over them as a game master. Host a session zero. I can run through a bunch of permutations and exceptions. If you're adding just one player to an existing group, for example, even if they're a stranger, you might skip session zero. But I'm hoping most of you will grok the spirit of my advice instead of fixating on the precise letters, which I know is a stupid thing to hope for. Some dumbass is absolutely going to come up with some weird-ass edge case in the comments of three people who've played a cooperative Legacy-style board game, a game master who has run solo games for two of them, and one group game that included the third, and one player completely new to the group except they're someone's spouse or some shit like that. And I'm going to treat them like the dumbass they are. If the players haven't worked as a team in a gaming environment before, they need a little social mixer session before you can fling them into a campaign. And if you've not been in a position of authority over your players, you need to see if you can manage at least a simple meeting before you can try to run an entire campaign for them. And obviously, these rules only count for launching a campaign. If you're running a one-shot adventure over a couple of sessions or a convention game or some shit like that, don't sweat it. The point here is to, at the very least, get the players used to interacting with each other, get them used to listening to you, and get yourself used to herding this particular clowder of kittens. And it doesn't actually matter what you do at session zero, it's really more of a meet and greet than anything else. A guided but casual conversation is the way to go. Settling gaming club issues. I don't know why I said it that way. Issues. I said it like Stewie. It's like, oh, setting gaming club issues. I have issues with Will Wheaton. Anyway, there are times when you've got to work some shit out before you can launch a campaign. And mostly that'll come down to the clubhouse rules. Maybe it's about figuring out when and how often you can play and who's hosting the game where and who's responsible for snacks. Or maybe it's about establishing your lateness and attendance policies. It's totally possible for some groups, especially groups of experienced and responsible adult gamers and especially established groups, to work this shit out through other channels, like, say, a simple group text chat. But if that's proving difficult, or if you have concerns about your player's reliability and adultitude, which nobody, Grammarly and WordPress and OpenOffice all think adultitude is not a word. They want to, oh, you meant attitude. No, I did not. Or altitude. One of them said you meant altitude, which not even close. But if that's proving difficult, or if you have concerns about your player's reliability and adultitude, you've got a good reason to convene a session zero. And if you have new or even new-ish players, it's also best just to call a session zero to order. Further, if you've tried to establish these sorts of clubhouse rules by other channels and have run into a conflict or difficulty, however small, it's worth ironing it out with a full-on session zero. In fact, lots of clubhouse rules session zeros start with conflicts or objections. Say, for instance, you distribute a set of clubhouse rules by document, and one or more of your players raise objections, or even just raise questions. It's time to move the discussion to session zero instead of doing a bunch of private or group back-and-forth messages. Remember, conflict resolution, even for tiny conflicts, demands dialogue. There's got to be an actual back and forth. The same's true when you're convincing people to agree to rules they're iffy on. When a true campaign manager tries to establish clubhouse rules and gets anything but unanimous consent, they call a session zero, and you should too. And now a sidebar related to this called in-person, greater than voice chat, greater than text chat, greater than documental decree. Greater than documental decree. I know we live in an electronic age, and I know you all have thingies in your pocket that let you send instant thumbs up emojis with a few thumb taps, and I know I'm a cranky old man, but psychologically speaking, electronic text communication is less real and less connective and less engaging than any other form of communication. And true campaign managers understand the hierarchical nature of communication media. How's that for a term? You get the least connection, engagement, and agreement when you send someone a written statement to which you ask them to agree. You get a little more with an interactive exchange of text-based communications. If human voices are involved, you get more still. If you can see each other, you get even more. And if you can smell each other, by which I mean you're in the same room, you get the most connection, engagement, and agreement. If there's something you need actual agreement with, like your clubhouse rules, or if you need to resolve a conflict, any tiny little conflict, you want to be as high on that hierarchy as you possibly can. So, however you're hosting your game, be it in MeetSpace, by video chat, or by voice chat alone, that's also how you aim to get agreement and resolve conflicts. Group first vision crafting. Remember when I started all this bullshit by establishing the difference between game first and group first campaigns, and that the difference is about who develops the initial campaign vision? If you don't, you either skip lessons despite my warnings, or you have a sucky memory. Either way, you're a bad game master and you should feel bad. Anyway, it should probably go without saying, except I'm saying it because I've learned that nothing goes without saying on the internet. It should go without saying that if you're doing a group first campaign, you need session zero to develop your campaign vision. It's that simple. I don't even know what else to say here. So you need a session zero. If you've got a group of strangers who have never tried and failed at a team game together, or if you need a meet and greet to establish your dominance over a group you've never had power over before, and don't get your panties in a rustle, it was a joke, or if you need to set your clubhouse rules and get your players to agree that it's your way or the highway, that was a joke too, or if you're a filthy, disgusting communist who wants to build a game by committee, that wasn't a joke, you're wrong and communism sucks, you're going to need to host a session zero. And if you can't check one or more of those boxes, you don't need a session zero, so don't waste your time on one. Let's say you do, though. You do need session zero. Now what? You should host your session zero the same way you plan to host your games. If you're running a real big boy game in the big, scary, real world of actual people, host your session zero there. If you're doing voice and video chat, have a session zero Zoom call. If you're running a text-based or play-by-post game, find another hobby because you're doing this one the shitty, stupid way and I can't help you. Well, I can, but I won't. However, keep in mind three things. First, if you're hosting an in-person session zero that includes people you've never met in real life, do it at some neutral, public space. Since a meet and greet can happen anywhere, try a restaurant, a bar, a coffee shop, a game shop, a cafe, a library, or a public park. Don't invite humans you've never met into your living space or anyone else's. That's just basic safety. Second, session zeros suck. Everyone would rather be gaming than talking about gaming, Discord people excluded. So if you need a session zero, keep it short. You probably only need one focused hour to resolve clubhouse issues. 2 hours is good for a meet and greet. And if you're developing a campaign vision, you may need a full game session length meeting. The trick is to know exactly why you're wasting time with a damned session zero instead of gaming and commit only as much time as you absolutely need to it. If you've got multiple goals, say you need to do a mixer and then set a gaming schedule, plan your time accordingly. And if you're doing all three, well, you're doing things the stupid way. If you're gaming with a bunch of strangers and haven't agreed to basic clubhouse rules, you're better off running a one-shot game before launching an entire campaign. But that's a story for another time. A time that has already passed, I've given that speech before. Third, if you don't need a full game session's worth of time for your session zero, absolutely don't tack on character generation or start playing in the same session. When session zero is done, send everyone home, start gaming, or making characters another day. In my next lesson, I'm going to do something unfucking precedented in the online game mastering advice space. I'm going to teach you how to actually host a meeting. But before that, I'd like to have a casual chat in my office about why I think it's a mistake to host a session zero for certain reasons that I used to think were a good idea, and also why setting personal boundaries before the game is such a bad idea. So come by my office in a few days for that. It'll be a blast. Or a bloodbath. And that has been the Proofread Aloud, and I have set up two future articles. One will be an Angry Office Hours following this on precisely why I don't think you should use Session Zero for gathering information from your players the way I used to. And number two, why I keep saying that the lines, veils, and boundaries are such a dangerous thing to try and establish before the game that you shouldn't do. But that's next time. And then after that, we'll do a lesson on how to actually just host a meeting. So that's it, and I'm done, and click.